Welcome to the Northumberland Living Podcast. Today, we're joined by Rachel Buscall, the multi-award-winning CEO making waves in both alternative investment and luxury property design. Rachel, how do you balance leading New Capital Link while also spearheading high-profile design projects in Northumberland?
Thank you for having me. Interestingly, I see these roles as deeply intertwined. My financial background informs every design decision, helping me evaluate a property's potential not just for aesthetics, but for long-term value. Conversely, my hands-on design work gives me unique insight into what truly elevates a development for investors and end users alike.
That crossover is fascinating. Can you share how your transition from finance to entrepreneurship, like founding your Tear Room, shaped your current leadership style?
Absolutely. Starting a tear room in Chelmsford grounded me in the realities of running a business from supply chains to customer satisfaction. This practical experience means I assess investments beyond the spreadsheet, considering operational mechanics that drive sustainable growth. It's a holistic lens that's rare in either field alone.
So as you lead both finance and design, do you find this dual perspective gives you a competitive edge in Northumberland's luxury market?
Definitely. By integrating investment analysis with a designer's eye, we can spot overlooked opportunities and create developments that deliver both exceptional returns and genuine local character. This approach is central to the New Capital Link ethos.
Let's dive into your Northumberland project. Rachel, what drew you to this region, and how does your grounded luxury philosophy set your developments apart from those in, say, the Cotswolds or Lake District?
Northumberland offers authenticity and unspoilt beauty that's increasingly rare. Rather than importing generic luxury models, we celebrate local materials like Northumberland, sandstone, and timber, and work closely with Northeast artisans. Our aim is to create spaces that feel as if they truly belong, inviting, understated, and rooted in the landscape.
That's a refreshing take. How do you ensure these developments benefit the local community, not just investors or visitors?
Community impact is central to our process. We spend months researching regional architecture and craftsmanship and commission local makers for bespoke elements. This boosts the local economy and builds pride. For example, we're collaborating with area food producers and artists to offer immersive guest experiences, not just accommodation.
Some critics argue luxury development can dilute local culture. How do you counter that risk?
That's a valid concern. Our philosophy is that luxury should enhance, not erase, a region's character. By integrating genuine local voices and prioritizing sustainable practices, we create spaces that visitors and residents alike can celebrate, ensuring Northumberland's identity is preserved and elevated.
Let's shift to New Capital Link's investment strategy. Rachel, what sets your approach apart from traditional firms, especially in the context of Northumberland's emerging market?
We operate as a professional introducer under the Financial Services and Markets Act, meaning we connect self-certified, sophisticated investors with carefully vetted opportunities, but never handle client funds. This structure eliminates conflicts of interest, ensuring our only priority is matching investors with projects that fit their goals.
That's quite different from the standard asset management model. How do you build trust with clients who might be wary after recent industry scandals?
Transparency is everything. We provide detailed educational resources on risk and market trends and encourage clients to conduct thorough due diligence, including reviewing our Trustpilot ratings and company's house filings. With a 13.88% average portfolio return and high client satisfaction, we let results and independent recognition like two Alternative Investment Provider of the Year awards speak for themselves.
Can you share a real-world example of how this model benefits both investors and local communities?
Certainly. Our recent West Chevington Farm project not only delivered strong returns to investors, but also generated ongoing revenue for local suppliers and service providers. This dual impact financial and social is at the heart of our approach.
Rachel, as we look toward the future, how do you see Northumberland's luxury property market evolving? And what role will New Capital Link play in that transformation?
Northumberland is at a tipping point. With high net worth investors now allocating roughly 26% of assets to alternatives, regions like this offering authenticity, space, and value air attracting unprecedented interest. We're expanding our portfolio to include build-to-rent, assisted living, and luxury holiday lets that reflect our commitment to grounded luxury.
Are there specific advantages to investing in Northumberland over more established destinations?
Absolutely. Northumberland is undervalued relative to the Cotswolds or Lake District, meaning greater growth potential. Post-pandemic, travelers crave genuine experiences and space, which the region naturally provides. For investors, this means an opportunity to get in early, supporting community-focused development while securing robust returns.
As you plan ahead, what legacy do you hope to create for both investors and local residents?
My vision is to set a new standard for sustainable luxury, one that prioritizes local voices and long-term value. By aligning financial success with community enrichment, I hope to inspire a model where property development becomes a force for positive change, not just profit.